Gemara, we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Lamed Aleph, Simon Lamed Gimel. So he's talking about an example where the luck is you can't pause where you are. So one of the cases of that is true. In Mubeis Psukim Samach Laparsha, if there's a pay or a samach in your Chumash, indicates that there's going to be a, in the Sefer Torah, there's going to be a gap, which means that's the end of a section of the Kriyas HaTorah, whether it's going to be an open gap, which means from there until the end of the line, that's called a psucha, or there's going to be a closed gap, which means there is writing on both sides of the line, but there's a gap in the middle between. So you would have writing at the beginning of the line, then you have a gap of nine letters, and then you would have writing on the end of that line. So that's called a stuma. So whether it's a psucha or a stuma, if where you're holding right now in the Kriyas HaTorah is you only have two psukim left until the parsha, so you're not allowed to pause within two psukim left to the end of the parsha. So you create a parsha, you have to read all the way till the pay or the samach. You have to read it all the way till that point. So you're going to read possibly in this situation not one pasuk, like we said before, you said one word, you'll finish off that pasuk, but you're going to read even two psukim from the Sefer Torah, which you know is possible. Okay, so in that situation, we will tell you to say a bracha achrona on the read from the Sefer Torah, which is possible, and say a bracha achrona on the Sefer Torah, which is possible. Avol, imo hiskol dain pasuk gimel. If you only read two psukim, you haven't said the third pasuk at all. So then you absik will you bracha achronov. So in this situation, if you only read two psukim, you stop there. You don't need to make a bracha afterwards because you only read two psukim. You don't make a bracha after two psukim. You take out a new Sefer Torah and you start reading, and there's no need to make a bracha rishona because we say, according to this opinion, that the bracha rishona that you said on the first Sefer Torah works with the second Sefer Torah as well. Obviously, in the scenario which you gave before, where you said a bracha achrona on the first Sefer Torah, so now you need a new bracha rishona on the next, on the new Sefer Torah. But in this situation, where you did not say bracha achrona on the first Sefer Torah, so there's no need to make a new bracha rishona on the second Sefer Torah. His main bracha was not on the Sefer in front of him, but on the Kriyas HaTorah that he's supposed to read of these psukim. And therefore, even though we've changed the Sefer, the bracha is going to be valid. And he will continue. I feel a little annoyed now. The Chayyarim then adds a new point. So that's very good if you realize the mistake immediately and to say, you know what, whatever you read until now, you read it under the valid halachic assumption the Sefer Torah was kosher. It's a valid kriya, and it doesn't possibly have it. What about if the person, there was a mistake, and they didn't notice the mistake immediately, and they read further, multiple psukim, let's say, after the situation, and then they realized that there was a mistake earlier. So maybe in this situation where they read with no cheskes kashus at all, because the psul was already noticed, it was there in front of them, even though they didn't realize it, maybe that should be different. So the chayyim said that there's no difference in that situation. I feel loy noyda toz aracha shakara achar toz ezep psukim. We don't go back to the earlier psukim, even if the mistake was earlier, and we didn't notice it until later. So, anything which you read up to that point, you're to be the Yevit. So the Kriya is valid based on the Rambam. What about a situation where we knew the Sefer Torah was possible, we knew there was a Sefer Torah which was possible, whatever reason, it had not been marked appropriately, so they took out the Sefer Torah by mistake, and they read from the Sefer Torah which is possible. And now they realize that they read from the Sefer Torah which was a known psul the whole time. So, b'di'evad, b'samach on the Rambam, whatever you read until now, you're yotzei. Okay, now the Chayyarim adds a new point over here. The last point we're going to talk about here in the Chayyarim is there a situation where we should finish off the Kriya with this person who said a bracha rishona on a Sefer Torah that he knows which is kosher? We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.